Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. A warm and sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies. In Jerusalem, it's bright with a gentle breeze, perfect weather to step outside and soak in the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that U.S. Vice President Vance announced the failure of talks in Pakistan. Israel is preparing to target energy facilities amid the deadlock over the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Mariv has just reported that negotiations between the U.S. and Iran have collapsed. This failure heightens the risk of renewed conflict in the region. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that Naftali Bennett announced two female candidates for his new Knesset list. Karen Turner and Liran Avishar, both former CEOs, are set to join his political team. Separately, JNS shares Vice President Vance's remarks from earlier today. He stated the lack of agreement is worse news for Iran than for the U.S. And finally, I-24 News reports that U.S. intelligence suggests China may supply Iran with air defense systems. Former President Trump warns China of big problems if this proceeds. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24's Haivi Buzo, posting just minutes ago, discusses Qatar's role in amplifying the Muslim Brotherhood's narrative through media. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported an alert just 11 minutes ago for Kiryat Shmona. Ynet News posted that the U.S.-Iran talks have collapsed over nuclear issues, but both sides remain open to further discussions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the breakdown of U.S.-Iran talks. According to Ynet, Vice President Vance expressed disappointment after three rounds of discussions in Pakistan. The negotiations stumbled over Iran's nuclear ambitions and the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This deadlock raises tension and the potential for military action in the Gulf region. Turning to Bennett's new political moves, Israel Hayom reports the inclusion of Karen Turner and Liran Avishar in his Knesset list. Their experience in transportation and communications hints at a focus on infrastructure and connectivity in Bennett's agenda. This could influence voters seeking leadership with solid management skills. Meanwhile, the potential Chinese supply of air defense systems to Iran raises alarms. I-24 News suggests this development could complicate U.S.-China relations and increase tensions in the Middle East. Trump's warning to Beijing underscores the geopolitical stakes involved. The outcome may affect diplomatic ties across several nations on the economic front. First, Globes reports that revised income tax brackets have boosted March salaries. Many employees in Israel are seeing an increase in their net pay this month. Separately, CTEC highlights Chevron's Leviathan gas field reopening. This move prompts questions over the U.S. influence on Israeli energy decisions amid ongoing security reviews. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a surge in spending during the Lion's Roar operation's fourth week. Despite the tumult, debit card use jumped significantly, reflecting resilient consumer confidence. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.